Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 19. Our air date is Thursday, July 11th. I am C. Willie, your host. I am joined by the wonderful and talented
Claire Pete.
And she's still here because I anchored her to the chair today. There's duct tape all around her, which is cool. We are with Nashville recording star, Michigan native, Leah Williams. How are you today, Leah?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
We are honored to have you on the show, and you are one of the, you know, we talk about our good friend Jackie Daniels from time to time about how hardworking she is, and she's all over the place. Man, you are giving her a run. I see you everywhere. You're performing all over the place. What's it been like for you?
Oh my gosh, it's dream come true for sure. Never thought that it would go as good as it's going, because I've only been singing in bars for like under a year. I've been singing for a long time, but I've only been going out in the public for under a year, so it's kind of crazy.
You're getting the exposure, and you're getting it in a lot of great places. You're all over right now. You've got some wonderful songs that are out there. We were kind of looking at the YouTube videos that you've got out there. Some great stuff.
Yeah.
What have been your influences? How have you come to this point? You know, kind of what got you started, and give us the history.
Yeah. So I grew up so outgoing. I've done so many different things in life. I've done horseback riding. I've done dance. I've done cheer, basketball, soccer. I did a lot of singing too, but I never thought that it was possible to make it actually come to reality. So in fifth grade, I had a little band that was called KLC Awesome. It was me, my friends, Kylie and Chloe. Oh, and right. Every day we'd go out on recess and we would not be playing. We'd be writing songs and singing.
So this
we'd
started
sing at the
early.
End of the day in front of our class. It was so much fun.
How did the class respond at that time?
Honestly, it's so hard to remember, but I remember being up there like really excited and like, oh my gosh, it's just crazy.
So that kind of passion starts in fifth grade and carries you on to this point. It's got to be rewarding for you that you are actually out doing this now.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. There was a point of time where I was getting a little in my head with the crowd. It got me a little while to come over some stage fright. Mm-hmm. I've been dancing in front of a lot of people growing up and all that, but never was I the spotlight. I was always with a group of people, so it was a lot different. So it took me a while to get over that, but surprisingly, I do better in front of big crowds than small crowds. If there's a room full of 10 people, I freak out. There's a room full of like 100 plus people, I'm okay.
So the brighter the spotlight, the better you perform.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like it's just the audience that make it more comfortable. And I mean, everybody is, there's just a lot more going on. So.
Well, and I know for a lot of successful athletes, for instance, when the spotlight is bigger, when it's a bigger stage, a bigger event, they seem to really come out. So you think that's largely, and you talked about some of the athletic prowess that you had as well. Could play into that as well.
Yeah, I think that honestly helped out a lot, because if I grew up not doing any of that, I have no clue if I would have even tried to do this.
So,
it helped a lot, I would say.
What are your influences musically? Who's kind of played a role? Is it friends, family? Is it just something you picked up?
So I'm the only person in my family that's musical. So that's pretty nice. But I grew up listening to a lot of older country from my dad and my grandpa. But my influence, I have a lot, but one of them for sure would be Shania Twain. I love how she's queen of pop country. That's kind of what I would like to be. But more artists like Kelsea Ballerini and Ella Langley, Lainey Wilson, so many different people.
You have a lot of quality folks to draw on.
Yeah.
The first song that we've got from you queued up is Teach Me How to Fly. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
Some very poignant messaging in it. Tell us a little bit about how this came about. What was the motive behind this song?
Yeah, so the year of 2021 was a really, really hard year for me and my family, and just a lot of things went wrong that year. And sadly, it came into a song. It made a good song out of it. But everything came out of it, and I went down to Texas the year after, so 22, summer of 22, and I got 5 songs. This is the first song that we wrote down in Texas with Bernie Nelson. Waylon Hannell wrote with him too a few times. So we went down to his ranch, and that's the first thing we sat down. He said, "So what are your ideas?" And I said, "Well, last year was not a good year, but God pulled me through, and I want to write about how no matter how hard the struggles are, you can come out of anything." So that song is probably my most vulnerable song so far. And yeah, it means a lot to me.
And it sounds like you're very proud of the direction it's taken.
I am.
And obviously
yeah.
has a lot to do with you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It relates to me the most.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Let's give this a listen.
All right.
This is Teach Me How to Fly. From Leah Williams.
Rock of ages, clear for me. Jesus saves, that's what I believe. In this world, you will have trouble. The road to heaven is paved with sorrow. I look up when I'm down. I know there's angels all around. When I fall, I know I'll be alright. God will either catch me or teach me how. Abandoned and on your own, just hold on a little longer. Storms don't last, they just make you stronger. Catch me or me or teach me how to fly.
Was amazing.
Thank you. It's nice to like tear up every time. It's hard to play, honestly, live.
I was tearing up right here. It's amazing how sometimes you just need to have something happen or hear something. Mm-hmm. And I say, it seems like weekly when we're doing this show, that I've got a new favorite song. And I've got a new favorite song. That's, Leah, that's absolutely beautiful. What a great, great message that I'm sure a lot of people need to hear.
Yeah, I think it could relate to anybody. And I wanted to make it like that. I didn't want to write it about my personal, like an exact, like, thing that went on in my life. I just wanted it to relate to everybody. And I think that song would definitely do that.
There's no question about that.
Yeah. I think it needs to be on a t-shirt too, you know, either catch me or teach me how to fly. Yeah.
That is, that's a good idea. You know, we're making new merch here soon, so actually I might do that.
Yeah, I would buy it.
I'll do that. So we talked at the onset a little bit about how hard you're working and you're getting your gigs. You're all over the place right now. What are some of the challenges that you have seen leading off as you're getting into your first real year of getting out there and performing? What are the challenges? What are the roadblocks or the hurdles, and how are you getting over those?
Honestly, I haven't really hit too many.
Well, that's good.
It's like everybody is very supportive, and everybody that I contact to play with, everybody is just so sweet around here. And I'd say the hardships are probably my stage fright that I'm just now beginning to really get a hold of, and it's been getting a lot better. And then I have a hard time breathing. I'll be singing and I'll forget to breathe, and I'm like out of breath, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just made a fool out of myself.
Well, that'll come with experience. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally have to think about it.
you just reminded me of a quick little story. So off Sea Willie goes on the wander, but this was a couple of years ago, Ashley McBride playing at Faster Horses.
Love her.
And if you're at all familiar with the Faster Horses stage, it is essentially shaped like a guitar. Ashley came down playing lead on a song all the way to what would be the head of the guitar, and realized, ooh, I've got to go back and start singing in a verse. And so she went running back down, got to the microphone just in time, finished off the verse, bent over, couldn't breathe.
That would be something I'd do.
There you go. See, so you're not alone with this.
Yeah, I haven't been on a too big of a stage yet to where I can actually walk too far away from the mic. But when that happens, I can definitely see that happening.
Well, just keep that in mind. Don't get too far away when you've got another verse coming up.
Yeah. My luck, I'd fall running back to the mic or something.
Well, now, also in our research, as we're looking you up, we saw that you've done some pageant work, as has Quarter Peak. Do you think what you've done with that has helped you a little bit with stage presence?
I honestly think so. That's the most, when I did Miss Michigan, that was the most confident I've ever felt. I went out there alone, so people walked down, you know, person by person, and I had the stage all to myself. And it was aired, too, so it was live, and that was the most I've ever felt confident in my own skin. And I've been having a lot of problems because I'm a small person, so I've been having a lot of problems keeping up weight, and people always would tell me to eat a cheeseburger or something. I'm not sick. I'm just tiny.
Nothing wrong with that.
That pageant really helped me. It really did. And I think it definitely helped with stage presence too.
Well, the next song that we've got queued up, I want to talk about a little bit as well. This is Cowgirl Therapy. Yeah. And not knowing you, until we've had this opportunity to talk here today, I listened to this song a couple of times, and excuse my French, but I think Leah's a badass. This song, you're saying, you know what? I'll do it myself. Yep. Is that kind of what's behind this?
Yeah. The first verse, it says, I have a bumper sticker on the back of my rear window and says, no, this sure as hell ain't my boyfriend's truck. Well, I don't have a sticker on the back of my window.
But you're going to soon.
But, another merch idea.
Yeah. My truck is an 85 square body Chevy, and my dad built it for me. He restored it for me. He bought like 5-6 different trucks to build this one, and it means a lot to me.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, in one of my other songs, I talk about it a little bit more. But that truck is definitely mine. My boyfriend will drive it here and there, and people will be like, hey, dude, nice truck. I'm like in the passenger seat like, well, it's mine. It's thanks.
So you let him drive it from time to time, right?
From time to time. He's like one of the only people.
There you go. And how special, how special that your dad put that together for you. That's
yeah. Yeah, no, it was, yeah, I love that truck so much. And a little bit of a backstory. When my boyfriend and I met, his dad also built him a square body truck. And we got ours finished around the same time. We didn't even know each other before, and we started and finished our trucks around the same time. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That is very cool.
So cool.
It is so funny.
Well, then
so
you just tell him he's
and stuff, and
wherever you guys are going, he's just got to drive his truck while you're driving here. So right. You just go side by side, and everything will be fine.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, Cowgirl Therapy. We were in Texas, wrote that song the same time as Teach Me How to Fly. And my mom and I were sitting out on Bernie's porch. He has a wraparound porch, and we were watching his cows, and they have a bunch of deer that run up. They're not afraid of people at all down there.
Yeah.
So we were just sitting there talking, and I was like, Mom, I have no clue what I want to write for this last song. Like, I have a song idea, but I don't know if that should be written now. Like, I don't feel like I like that enough to write it now. I want something different. And she said, well, what about like something about horses? Cause I ride horses. She's like, what about like horse therapy? I was like, okay, that just sounds stupid. Horse therapy, no. And then I got to thinking, and I was like, cowgirl therapy would be pretty nice though. So I went inside and talked to Bernie about the title, and we came up with the song.
Well, and it's an awesome song, and I think should probably be the anthem for all the independent women in this world. It's a wonderful tune. Let's give this a listen.
Yeah.
Leah Williams, Cowgirl Therapy.
Yes.
I've got a bumper sticker on the back of my rear. Says no, this sure as hell ain't my boyfriend's truck. Got a tow strap in the back and my granddaddy's old toolbox that I keep around for whenever my friends get stuck. Guess you can call me till the sun goes down.
Yes, that is the anthem for the independent woman. Leah, that's a great tune. You've got a hit right there.
Thank you. That one's my favorite one to play, for sure.
I got to believe it. That's got to get a good reaction. We're looking forward to hearing that one live from your tune.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Leah, how do folks find you? Where, if I've been, I just want to give you the opportunity to get it out there. Where, if I'm a fan, I want to know more about Cowgirl Therapy, where do I find you?
Yeah, so my Instagram and my Facebook are all both Leah Williams Music, Leah, L-E-A-H. But yeah, it should pop right up because I haven't had anybody had a problem finding it before.
Super. Now, I want to give you that chance, but I want to talk a little bit. You mentioned when you were out at Bernie's Ranch.
Yeah.
And you're writing these songs. You went there really with nothing on paper. You just created when you were there. Is the creative process for you that ability to say, hey, no, I don't like horse therapy, but I like cowgirl therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the song. How does that work for you?
Yeah, so I have a really hard time writing songs, to be honest. Writer's block for me is definitely a thing.
It's real.
Most of my songs come from, so I have a thing, I have a notepad in my phone full of titles that I want to write about. Mm-hmm. And most of the time I'll be driving down the road or mowing the lawn or showering, and it just comes in my head. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds great. So I have to stop whatever I'm doing, put that in my notes, and eventually it pieces all together because I can't sit down and just write. I just have a problem with that. It just has to come to me.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, so I went to Bernie's with song titles and a couple lines here and there, whatever would pop in my head, and that's what we wrote off of.
It's really interesting to me, and Quarter Peep, you back me up on this, because we've talked to so many artists that seems to be the MO. All of a sudden, something will come to them, and you drop what you're doing.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yep. It always comes to you when you least expect it. I won't even be thinking of music, and a line just pops right in my head, and I'm like, whoa. Where'd that come from? That sounded great.
Well, we talked about how folks can find you, and there's a show that's coming up here soon that I certainly want to promote, and I think Quarter Peep and I are going to pack up the family wagon and get out there and see you. You mentioned
that
we were talking off air before we started the show tonight that Waylon Hannell is a close friend of yours, and you've got a show with him on August 23rd. This is in Munger at the Tool Shed Pub and Grub. It's their summer wrap-up party, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Waylon's going to be on our show here in 2 weeks on the 25th of July.
I'm excited.
We love him. Tell us a little bit about how the two of you have connected.
Yeah, so it was spring or winter of 22, so 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, my mom and dad would go out to a bar close to their house and always see him whenever he would come up. And they eventually got to talking to him and his family and got a little close to them. Well, I went with them one time and I introduced myself to Waylon. I was like, hey, I love singing. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it happen. Just never really tried because I've been scared. And he told me about Bernie. And he was like, I went down to his ranch and did Weekend at Bernie's and we got some songs and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to get a hold of him. So I got a hold of Bernie and that's how that happened. And then ever since I got home from Bernie's, I would go out to almost all of Waylon's shows. And he would always let me come up and we would sing Traveling Soldier together.
All right.
Great.
That was like our go-to song we would always sing. But he's amazing. He's such a real, true person. You can definitely, he's just so confident and so amazing. He's the sweetest kid ever. And his family is too. We had a pool party last year with them and they're so awesome. I just love them.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Well, we're certainly going to plan on seeing you two together on August 23rd.
Yeah. Well, and I hope I get to see you there.
We'll get a rendition of Traveling Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I'd do that. It's been so long since I still sing it at my shows. It's been so long since I've done that with Waylon, probably like a little less than a year. So I would love
to nudge him a little bit when we have him on the show.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna
make this happen.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, Leah, it's been wonderful to have you with us. Just absolutely wonderful to have you with us here on the show. Tell us again, how do folks find you?
My Instagram and Facebook are both Leah Williams Music. My Instagram has no spaces with that. And anywhere on YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, Leah Williams, Cowgirl Therapy, it should pop right up.
She's got some wonderful tunes out there, folks. Make sure you give them a listen. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Yeah, so next week we have Jake Hauser.
We're looking forward to that. Jake's up making his name in the world as well, just like Leah is. Leah, we thank you again for being on the show. You've been wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This has been the best time. Thank you.
Super, super. Hey, folks, I think we got a wrap on tonight's show. Thank you again, Leah, for being here.
Thank you
for all of you out
me.
There listening in podcast land. You can now find us on pretty much all the platforms. It's not just Spotify anymore. We're not your grandfather's podcast anymore. And if you want to know where we're going, what we're doing, where the merch is, vehiclecitysound.com, the wonderful new website. You can also drop us an email if you'd like, vehiclecity@gmail.com. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, where we can find more people like Leah Williams to put on the show. Give us a holler there. We appreciate you listening. Be good. Hey, it's C. Willie, and as we told you, we got a bonus track from Leah Williams. Let's give this one a listen. It's Four Wheel Drive. I'll go as far as